This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, January 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Organic backer gets pesticide post. Newsom pushes jobs over budget. And hydrogen tax credit rule is out. Organic advocate chairs pesticide oversight committee. Since taking office in 2022, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael has pushed for more restrictions on conventional pesticides and more organic ag incentives. He now has a new post to head further scrutiny over the state's use of pest control products. Assemblymember Robert Rivas was selected Connolly to serve as chair of the Environmental Safety and Toxic Materials. The committee has served as the staging ground for some of the biggest debates in Sacramento over pesticides. For several years, it considered various bans and other actions targeting chlorpyrifos, for example. Connolly has made waves in the ag world by proposing to ban the use of glyphosate in efforts to clear fire-prone vegetation along roadways. He attempted to redefine integrated pest management to exclude the herbicide. While Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed that bill last year, he signed Connolly's measure to add more requirements for application near schools. As a dedicated organic advocate, Connolly has unsuccessfully pushed to consolidate reporting processes for organic producers, modernize the public health department's registration and payment system for organic food processors, and prioritize organic practices in healthy soil grants. He also has sought to protect organic incentive funding from budget cuts. And on that note, Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire announced his committee and leadership assignments on Friday. Noticeably absent was a chair for Senate Insurance. Senator Susan Rubio led the committee last year. Federal prosecutors, however, recently questioned Rubio over her potential involvement in a cannabis bribery scheme in 2018 during her time on the Baldwin Park City Council. The leadership vacuum comes as McGuire has made it a priority to tackle the state property insurance crisis. The Senate will play a key oversight role for a set of ambitious new regulations in the insurance department rolling out. Newsom pushes jobs and downplays budget. Governor Newsom is hosting this morning another in a series of post-election press conferences in rural regions to promote a new workforce development blueprint. Funded through federal dollars, the regional plans offer recommendations on ways to build more jobs in economically strapped communities, though they fall short on strategies for attracting employers to invest in California. Newsom will lead with the final recommendations from the reports before, quote, previewing the top lines of the budget, easing into what is expected to be another glum budget breakdown on Friday. The governor plans to further dilute the economic news by combining his State of the State speech with the budget presentation, which typically runs more than 2 hours alone. Why it matters? Well, the Legislative Analyst Office has found the state needs to cut at least another $2 billion in spending this year to ward off further reductions in the years ahead. Newsom's budget proposal will add more details on the state's progress with implementing an unprecedented 8% spending cut across agencies. The belt tightening comes as Newsom builds a war chest to battle the Trump administration, expands regulatory oversight of food safety, directs the cash-strapped Air Resources Board to quickly review E15, and vows to uphold costly EV tax credits. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more, and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Alcohol advisory from Surgeon General gets mixed reception. Friday's announcement by the Surgeon General that raised alarms about the link between alcohol consumption and cancer risk is garnering mixed reactions. The advisory issued by Vivek Murthy listed alcohol as the third leading preventable cause of cancer following tobacco and obesity. He called for new warning labels reflecting the danger. The Center for Science and the Public Interest applauded the advisory, urged Congress to act swiftly to, quote, promote a more informed public and prevent cancer deaths attributable to alcohol. The Beer Institute has said in a statement that it encourages adults who can legally drink, quote, to make choices that best fit their personal circumstances, and if they choose to drink, to consume alcohol beverages in moderation. The Wine Institute said, because it is a complex issue, Wine Institute always refers consumers to the most current dietary guidelines and recommends that any person who has concerns about consuming alcohol should consult with their healthcare provider. The current guidelines recommend consumers limit alcohol intake to two drinks per day for men and one drink per day for women. New Treasury rule outlines process for claiming hydrogen tax credit could benefit digesters. New regulation from the Treasury Department provide a pathway for hydrogen producers to claim a tax credit when they use biomethane, also known as renewable natural gas. The rule announced Friday outlines how to calculate life cycle greenhouse gas emissions from natural gas alternatives sourced from, quote, a wider range of biogas and fugitive methane that the proposed rules allowed, including manure that is processed by digesters that capture methane from animal manure. Both the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Coalition for Renewable Natural Gas were critical of the new regs. The RNG Coalition said, quote, certain provisions in the rule may significantly limit the potential of RNG to contribute to a globally competitive clean hydrogen economy. Johnson will enact Trump's spending and tax priorities by Memorial Day. House Speaker Mike Johnson is laying out an ambitious schedule for enacting President-elect Donald Trump's agenda. Speaking yesterday on Fox News, Johnson said Republicans will move a giant budget reconciliation bill through the House by early April. It will address border security and energy development as well as an extension of the 2017 tax cuts and an increase in the government's debt ceiling. He said he plans to have the bill on the president's desk by Memorial Day at the latest. Johnson has virtually no room for error. Republicans currently control the House, a four-vote margin, 219 to 215. He said that tying all these issues together in one bill would ensure the legislation has the broadest possible GOP support. He said, quote, no one is going to love every element of a large package like that, but there will be enough elements in there to bring everyone along. Keeping it together is how we'll actually get it done, he said. Here's today's final word. The food we eat shouldn't make us sick with disease or lead to lifelong consequences. That Governor Gavin Newsom, who on Friday directed agencies to investigate the potential harms of ultra-processed foods and food dyes. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, January 6th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.